You know, in a lot of ways, the Christmas story is kind of a strange story. It's kind of complicated in a lot of ways. It's a really unusual story, isn't it? If I were writing the Christmas story, I'd write it a whole different kind of way. I mean, think about it. It's about a city called Bethlehem. Now, I get that there's prophecy in the Old Testament that has to be fulfilled. This is a small little town, very insignificant, actually. Well, why would God do that? Then the Christmas story happens in the middle of a census, a crazy time in which there's upheaval and a lot of confusion going on in the land. Why would God choose that time? Why not a time where it's a little more settled and more people can get the message? That's the way I'd write it. And why would he send the Savior of the world to be born through an unplanned teenage pregnancy? I wouldn't write that. I don't think any of us would. Here's the point, why it happened that way. If God can break through the darkness of a little town called Bethlehem, if God can break through a dark time in which a census brought a great upheaval in the Middle East, and if God can break through the unplanned teenage pregnancy, he can break through every bit of darkness in your life. One light, one star. And the Magi followed it. They leaned into it. And they realized that God was with them. What light did you hear today? Was it a song? Was it a verse? What light are you taking away? We lean into it. We lean into it. And we realize that God is with us. All right, we're going to continue here with some time of prayer to think about that thought and really try to think about putting it into practice and the hope that we can live in these weeks ahead. Would you join me in a time of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we live in what would be described as dark times, and we pray that we would publish this peace that you've shared today, that we would proclaim this light that we see. We thank you for the light that the children and youth have shown to us today, and pray that it would reach each heart here, but also hearts in our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the family that we have here at Peace Lutheran Church, each family. And as other families gather and as we gather as families in the weeks ahead, we pray that we would be slow to judge one another and also quick to forgive each other. We pray that our homes would be places in which your light shines. We pray that you would unify us and that we would bring more people, draw them in, that we ourselves would be a light to those that are wandering in darkness so that they can be drawn into your love and your warm embrace. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord God, Heavenly Father, we know this morning that there are people that are living in darkness that are not with us today. Those that are sick and ill in our congregation, in our community, and we pray that you would reach them. And in this moment of silence, we just uplift those names quietly on our hearts that we're thinking about in this moment. And finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of youth and children at Peace Lutheran Church. We thank you for the privilege and honor it is to care for them, to nurture them in their walk with Jesus. And Lord, we pray that what is shared today would blossom and flourish in their lives, that they would lean into the light that you've given to them in the last couple weeks, going through this program, putting memorization together, sharing it with us today, that they would shine brightly in their lives for many years to come. We pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, this is the conclusion of our time together. We do have time for fellowship in the fellowship hall. You're all invited into to greet one another. But I'd also say thank you to our youth. Be sure to say thank you to our children and youth. And we do want to say thank you to some specific people here today for the hard work that they poured in over the last few weeks. And first of all, we're going to thank Oscar Gutbrod for his hard work with the sound and all the hard work that he does in coming and preparing, getting everything ready. So thank you, Oscar. And then our leaders for today's program, we want to thank them for the hard work and dedication that they have given to us. What do we call it? Leadership. We also call it patience. They have the gift of patience. So thank you for blessing us with that. We've got some gifts for you. I think that's Kian and Sarah. And we're going to sing together our final hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.